لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أذن للذين يقاتلون بأنهم ظلموا وإن الله على نصرهم لقدير الذين أخرجوا من ديارهم بغير حق إلا أن يقولوا ربنا الله ولولا دفع الله الناس بعضهم ببعض لهدمت صوامع وبيع وصلوات ومساجد يذكر فيها اسم الله كثيرا ولينصرن الله من ينصره إن الله لقوي عزيز الذين إن مكناهم في الأرض أقاموا الصلاة وآتوا الزكاة وأمروا بالمعروف ونهوا عن المنكر ولله عاقبة الأمور صدق الله العظيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, friends, mothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You have just heard the recitation of verses 39, verse 40 and 41 of Suratul Hajj. The translation of verse 39 is, Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, أُذِنَ لِلَّذِينَ يُقَاتَلُونَ بِأَنَّهُمْ ظُلِمُوا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى نَصْرِهِمْ لَقَدِيرٌ. The background to the revelation of this verse is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Sahaba were in Makkah Mukarramah. In the beginning stages they were oppressed, they were persecuted. They could not freely propagate deen and Islam. Very often the Sahaba would ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for permission to defend themselves. Somebody attacking you, Somebody is oppressing you, somebody is persecuting you, and you must just take it, not do anything. Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala says that Almighty Allah Ta'ala revealed approximately 70 verses in the Quran Kareem in which the Sahaba were told to make sabr, to be patient, to tolerate, to overlook, and don't retaliate to that oppression and persecution. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam then migrated and went away to Madinatul Munawwara. Obviously it was difficult for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to remain in Makkah Mukarramah. Prior to him, Sahaba went away to Abyssinia, some already went away to Madina Munawwara. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam was coming out from Makkah Mukarramah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam commented and he said, "Akhraja nabiyyahum la yahlakan." These people, the people of Makkah, they have taken out their prophet from Makkah Mukarramah. The situation was not conducive for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam to stay in Makkah Mukarramah. So they have actually driven Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam to leave Makkah Mukarramah. So most definitely now Allah is going to destroy them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam comes to Madinatul Munawwara. That is when Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed verses 39 and verses 40 and 41. The meaning of the verse is, permission has been granted to those people who have become targets of attack. Permission has been given to them to defend themselves because they are being oppressed. And verily, Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is capable of helping them and giving them victory. الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ بِغَيْرِ حَقٍ إِلَّا إِنْ يَقُولُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. These people are oppressed. Who are they? They are those people who have been expelled from their land, from Makkah Mukarramah, without any justifiable cause. And the only reason that they've been oppressed, persecuted, and driven out of Makkah Mukarramah is that they say, رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Our Rabb is Allah. It's only because of them proclaiming Tawheed, believing in the oneness of Allah, not worshipping the idols. This was not accepted, and it was not going well with the disbelievers of Makkah Mukarramah. So Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala further on explains the reason and the rationale why you will have the right to defend yourself. If you leave the disbelievers and you leave the oppressors just to carry on and do whatever you want, they want to do, then the religion will be suppressed. If the believers are not allowed to defend themselves, and this don't only refer to Muslims, Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala takes us back in history and tells whatever was a religion of Haqq at any time, it could be Judaism, following Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, the Jews of that time, that was the religion of Islam as Haqq at that time. It could be the followers of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, which was the religion of Islam and Haqq at that time. And after Isa alayhi salatu wasalam time, the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Until up to today, that is the Islam. And the common thing between Judaism, Christianity, Islam is everyone propagated the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. If the oppressor left free to oppress, and the oppressed is not permitted to defend himself, then Islam will be suppressed, the remembrance of Allah will be suppressed, and there won't be any existence of religion. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَلَوْلَا دَفْعُ اللَّهِ النَّاسَ بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْضٍ. Had it not been that Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala repelled some people through other people, then لَوُدِّمَتْ صَوَامِعُ وَبِيَعُ وَصَلَوَاتُ وَمَسَاجِدُ. Then monasteries will be destroyed, churches will be destroyed, synagogues will be destroyed, and masajid will be destroyed. synagogues, that is the place of worship of the Jews. Churches and monasteries are the place of worship of the Christians. So if you leave the oppressor to do what they want to do, then all these places of worship will not exist anymore. And these places of worship are such, the masajid, yuzkaru fiha smullahi kathira, that Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is remembered in these places abundantly. وَلَا يَنْصُرَنَّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَنْصُرُ. And Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will definitely assist those people who assist the cause of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَقَوِيٌّ عَزِيزٌ. Verily Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is powerful and almighty. In verse 41, Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about, if Allah has to give power and has to give strength to the believers, then the sincere believers, how they will use that strength and that power, and how they will establish righteousness in this world, Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ إِمَّكَّنَّاهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. There are those people, they, if Allah has to establish them on earth by giving them power, then أَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ, they will establish salah. وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ, they will give zakat. وَأَمَرُوا بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَنَهُوا عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ, and they will order other people to do good, and they will stop and prohibit other people from doing wrong and evil. وَلِلَّهِ عَاقِبَةُ الْأُمُورِ, and to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala belongs the end result of everything. Whatever has to happen, Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala knows the end result of each and everything. In these verses, Almighty Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about mujahada, sacrifice in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When a person goes for hajj, a haji, he is in Makkah Mukarramah, he'll see so many hujjahs there. The religion of Islam is flourishing. He goes to Madinah Munawwara, he sees so many people come to make the ziyarat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Islam is flourishing there. But he should sit back, think, reflect and ponder on the history of Islam and the difficult times of Islam. There was a time in Makkah Mukarramah that nobody could even take the name of Allah freely. It was only idol worshipping. But there was a time where Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala then gave success and prosperity to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sahaba and the religion of Islam. We need to sit back, think and reflect, what is the reason for that? How did Islam success? How did Islam flourish? And what were the cause of success and prosperity for Islam? And there is one reason, that is mujahada, sacrifice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sahaba made great amount of sacrifice for the cause of Islam. They went through lots and lots of pain. And it was that pain that actually became the zakat for the success and prosperity of Islam. The garden of Islam has been watered with lots of sweat and with lots of blood. Lots of effort and sacrifice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Makkah Mukarramah, until his uncle Abu Talib was alive, nobody could do anything to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They kept on going to Abu Talib and complaining that tell something to your nephew, don't condemn our idols. When Abu Talib passed away, then the oppression and persecution escalated. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then decided that he should go to Taif, meet up with the tribe of Saqif, the leader of the tribe of Saqif, very prominent tribe. If they accept Islam, then it will be benefit for Islam, benefit for the Sahaba, and the Sahaba will not be oppressed and persecuted anymore. Rasulullah takes the courage. He goes for Dawah, he goes to Taif, and he meets the leaders of Taif. He expected a good result from them, people of respect, dignity and honor, but unfortunately, they also responded in a most evil way. One person said to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, are you the Prophet of Allah? Couldn't Allah choose anybody better than you? Imagine a response like that. Another person said, you can never be the Prophet of Allah. Another person said, if you are the Prophet of Allah, then I wouldn't speak to you, because I'll be causing pain to you. And if you knew the Prophet of Allah, why should I talk to an imposter? They humiliated Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam turns away. Then this defense ball shouldn't be behind Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to throw stones at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam leaves Taif with blood clogged in his shoes, and then he only turns to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Umayyah ibn Khalf, in the hot heat in a desert, would make him lie down on the ground. He accepts Islam. He believes in the oneness of Allah. Umayyah ibn Khalf put him in a desert, put a stone on his chest, and tell him, until you do not denounce Islam, I'm not going to leave you. You'll be oppressed and persecuted in this way. But the only thing Bilal radiallahu ta'ala would say, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad. I believe in Allah. I believe in the oneness of Allah. Likewise, Khabbab ibn Arith radiallahu ta'ala, Umar radiallahu ta'ala once asked him about his efforts and sacrifice in the cause of Islam. He was the fifth or the sixth person to have accepted Islam. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala asked him about his effort and sacrifice in Islam. Khabbab ibn Arith lifted up his garment and showed his back to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala looks at the back of Khabbab ibn Arith and says that I haven't seen such a back in my life with so much of marks of oppression and persecution on it. And he says that I was made to lie on hot coal, and the fire would go off because of blood oozing out from my body and the fat coming out from my body that would put the fire off. Ammar ibn Yasir radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his father Yasir, his mother Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, so much of effort and sacrifice they made in the cause of Allah. Yasir radiallahu ta'ala then passed away. Ammar radiallahu ta'ala migrated, came to Madinah Munawwara, and Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, the first martyr in Islam is Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha, a woman. Abu Jahl takes a spear and throws it on the most sensitive part of a woman and kills Sumayya radiallahu ta'ala anha that way. So when one goes to Makkah Mukarramah, a haji goes, don't just look at the flourishing state of Islam, sit back, think, reflect about the history of Islam and how much of effort and sacrifice and mujahada was made, and what contribution was made to a garden of Islam. And therefore, when a haji returns, he goes back to his homeland, he should go with the spirit of mujahada. Go with the spirit of effort and sacrifice for the cause of Islam. Two things happen in Islam, one is hijrat, one is nusrat. Sahaba in Makkah Mukarramah, they were rich and wealthy, but for the sake of Islam, they left everything, they went to Madinah Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala refers to them in the Quran Kareem, لِلْفُقَرَاءِ مُهَاجِرِينَ الَّذِينَ أُخْرِجُوا. They were rich and wealthy, but Allah Ta'ala says that they are poor because they left everything in Makkah Mukarramah. Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Ansar of Madinah Munawwara, how they made nusrat of the muhajirin. So these are the two things in Islam that kept Islam alive from generation to generation, hijrat and nusrat. Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran Kareem, إِن تَنْصُرُ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرْكُمْ وَيُصَبِّتْ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. If you have the call of Allah, you have the call of Islam, Allah will help you. And the ulama have mentioned, anybody that helps the call of Deen and Islam, in this ayat, there's glad tidings that a person will die with Iman. Because Allah says, يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ أَقْدَامَكُمْ. That Almighty Allah Tabarak will keep you firm, will keep your feet firm. That will only be at the time of maud. Because you always help the call of Deen and Islam, you are sensitive to the call of Deen and Islam, you want the call of Deen and Islam to prosper, then because of that sensitivity and the consciousness of that, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will grant the person kalima at the time of maud. The person able to recite the kalima, he will die in the state of Deen and Iman, he will die in the state of Shahada. So when a haji returns, he should make an effort of mujahada in everything. Mujahada in his own personal life to keep Islam alive in his life. Perform the 5 daily salah. Would Jamaat perform the 5 daily salah? Go out in a path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and that is such an environment and mahal that keeps a person's deen alive. So make dua that Almighty Allah Tabarak will grant all of us the spirit of Hajj, the spirit of Mujahada, and to keep Islam alive in every aspect of our life. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.